Volcano is erupting this morning in southwestern Iceland. The country's Met Office made the announcement after authorities evacuated a nearby town and the Blue Lagoon Spa. You might have heard about the Blue Lagoon in Iceland. Magma began flowing and there was an intense earthquake storm at the volcano near about 40 homes evacuated. The community was largely evacuated a year ago when the volcano came to life after lying dormant for 800 years.
CHQM Vancouver. Move 1035.
An iHeart Radio station.
Password to paradise.
Move 1035's Password to Paradise.
Your chance to experience Sandals Royal Bahamian on Nassau's iconic Cable Beach.
Yeah, if you can believe it, we still have more trips to give away in Password to Paradise. Still ways for you to get to the Bahamas on us and Sandals Royal Bahamian. But you have to be entering at least one password on our website.
This hour's password is fresh. Fresh. Feel fresh by taking a jump in the pool first thing in the morning. Feel fresh. Fresh is this hour's password. Enter that at move1035.ca. We'll make another winning phone call just after 8 o'clock and have another password for you then, too. CC Peniston on Move 1035.
Casey Peniston on Move. If you missed the password and Password to Paradise, we've got you covered.
Fresh. Fresh. Enter that at move1035.ca. You could be off to Sandals Royal Bahamian in the Bahamas with Password to Paradise. And Move 1035.
Up with the Nat and Drew Show. Move 1035.
Young love, thought it wasn't a phase. We were so broke, working minimum wage. You know your mama had enough of me, I wasn't a saint. Sneaking out the bathroom window at a quarter to eight. We were growing up in a small town life. That we'd be 18 for the rest of our lives. Maybe settle down and then make you my wife. And then everything changed in the blink of an eye. It's hard when you face the truth inside and out. So don't go on blaming yourself. Oh, 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 no, no, no. Sound crazy when I drive by your place lately. The lights keep coming on. The lights keep coming on. Oh yeah, been 6 months since I saw ya. And I know we're moving on, oh, yeah. The lights keep coming on. Why the lights keep coming on? Yeah, the lights keep coming on. Yeah, the lights keep coming on. Why the lights keep coming on so close? I remember the days when we went and bought a couch and we got a new place. We were sleeping on the floor cause we both couldn't wait. You were straight out of a movie with the look on your face. Then we fast forward a year and a month. When the pain got deep and it started to cut. Told me how to come to this when it started as love. Yeah, I knew I couldn't stay cause it wasn't enough for you. It's hard when you face the truth inside and out. So don't go on blaming yourself. Oh, 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 no, no, no. Baby, I know this might sound crazy. When I drive by your place lately, the lights keep coming on. Yeah, the lights keep coming on. Oh, yeah, been 6 months since I saw you. And I know we're moving on, oh, yeah. The lights keep coming on. Why the lights keep coming on? No, 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 no. Moving. my sound. Keep coming on.
Elijah Woods on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show with Nat, Drew, and Aaron. Good to have you here this morning. Welcome to life in 2025, the time in which people get injured while filming social media videos.
Mm-hmm.
They want to jump on the latest trend. Mm-hmm. They think it looks super fun. And then, oh, wow, they've hurt themselves in the process.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, meet Claire Cave, who jumped on the dropping things on my foot challenge. Have you seen this? Have you seen any of these videos pop up on your For You page or anything like that?
No. My For You page only has cute animals doing cute animal stuff, not ridiculous humans doing ridiculous human things.
No, are you sure? Are you sure Claire Cave isn't super cute as she tries to drop a big piece of luggage on her foot? Why do people do this, she says. Good question, Claire Cave. Why do people do this?
Nobody was making you do it, Claire.
Why do you feel the need to drop a hard shell piece of luggage on your foot and give the pain a scale of a rating out of between 1 and 10?
This just sounds like something, no offense, that like 12-year-old boys would do. You know what I mean? Not grown women. Or grown men. Just grown people.
Grown people.
But like, I say boys because boys, when they're growing up, most of them like to punch each other. They think it's funny.
For sure.
And that's not something that girls just generally do. But this doesn't sound like she's the grown person. And she just decided to...
She said, well, it's been this challenge for a couple of months, this dropping things on my foot challenge. She, in particular, there's so many of these videos that are out there. She, in particular, has gotten some attention because she's now walking around in a walking boot because she broke her foot after dropping this piece of hard shell luggage on her foot. And she looks like she'd be in her, just eyeball test on the video, mid-40s. You can see it. You can see it on our social pages, the Nat and Drew Show on Facebook or Instagram. I'd say mid 40s, maybe even early 50s. She's certainly not 20.
But here's the thing that she decided, because this isn't a live stream. So she recorded it and then uploaded it, put it out there. Like she could have made the choice to do it. And this was stupid. I've come to my senses. I'm not going to put this anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But she's decided, well, no, because even though this was like really stupid and really painful, I better get some views out of it.
Well, mission accomplished.
Why do people do it?
Why do people do
this? I don't
know,
Claire. Why did you do it? Like, why?
The Nat and Drew Show on Move
103.5. Oh. So, just, you know, put it on your to-do. If you had it on your to-do list today to drop a hard shell piece of luggage on your foot, just scratch that off.
No.
No need to do it. We know how that's going to work out. Coming up just about 1 hour from now, we have Jonas Brothers tickets to give away. We'll spin the wheel of games just after 7 o'clock.
Here's Move 103.5's What's Happening.
Boyz II Men, known for timeless hits like End of the Road and I'll Make Love to You, bring their iconic harmonies to Vancouver on June 14th at the River Rock Casino and June 15th at the Great Canadian Casino. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster.ca. John Legend is bringing his acclaimed debut album, Get Lifted, back to the stage for its 20th anniversary world tour. Catch him live at Rogers Arena on December 3rd. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.ca.
For more info on what's happening, visit Move1035.ca.
I am the best attorney in the country.
From New York to L.A., it's the suit spinoff you can't get enough of.
Remember this guy?
Harvey, the only person I knew cockier than you.
Suits L.A., all new, Sunday at 9, 10 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Time now for a Move 103.5 Health Minute.
Join
joining us today is Deanna Schmidt-Reihor, Managing Partner at SNF Group Benefits, one of the exclusive advisors for the Chambers Plan. Deanna, why is providing resource support to employees for mental health so important for a business?
Well, the advantages of better mental health at work include reduced absenteeism, fewer medical leaves and disability claims, and reduced workplace injuries. A well-functioning workplace leads to higher productivity and makes it easier to hire and retain staff.
So how can Chambers Plan help a business?
Well, Chambers Plan's Employee Assistance Program provides a confidential resource for employees to have access to qualified experts and professionals who can help them deal with situations affecting their mental and emotional health and wellness.
Thanks, Deanna. If you want to learn more about this or other Chambers Plan features, visit chamberplan.ca. That's chamberplan.ca.
This was a Move 103.5 Health Minute.
It's more than just health and dental. Think of it as a complete toolkit for your business. It's the Chambers of Commerce Group Insurance Plan, where add-ons like legal advice, accounting tips, HR expertise, and more are all included in your plan. Plus, you're pooled with thousands of other Canadian businesses, so rates remain stable no matter what. Chambers Plan, more than just employee benefits. It's a full-on business toolkit. Get started at chamberplan.ca.
Look at the person you love.
Look at the person you want to spend your life with and say,
do you want to go to Spence Diamonds and look around?
Our diamond quality is the highest you can find.
And our engagement ring selection is the biggest you can find.
And our prices for diamonds are obviously better.
Because we pay cash for our diamonds. Visibly better diamonds at obviously better prices.
When you're ready to propose, come to Spence.
This would be the perfect time to propose, don't you think?
We don't put our engagement rings in locked showcases.
We put them out where you can try them on and see how they look on you.
You can just reach out and pick them up.
You don't need to ask anyone's permission.
And every engagement ring has the price on it.
At Spence, you never need to ask how much is this one.
You're really going to enjoy the time you spend in our store.
And congratulations on your engagement.
Spence. Located in Vancouver and Langley.
Hi, it's Drew Savage. Have you ever needed to get something fixed in your house and it's a disaster? No shows, surprise costs, you name it, it's happened. So when my toilet sprung a leak this week, I knew what to do. I downloaded the Jiffy app, which is finally in Vancouver. I was matched with John, a licensed, vetted plumber, and he came the next day, diagnosed the issue, and fixed the leak at a great price. You've got to try this too. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at jiffyondemand.com with the code MOVE25 for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
Good morning. I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. Well, we've got a pretty good start here. We don't have any stalls or accidents. Some volume westbound on the Portman, northbound on the Patello, northbound on the Alex Fraser. Canada's favorite whiskey, Crown Royal Deluxe, save $3 on 1,750 milliliter bottles until April 1st. Drink responsibly, 19 plus. Weather for Choices Market. Discover Choices grocery items like your house-made sourdough. Two loaves for only $7. Discover more Canadian products online at choices.market. We've got clouds with a chance of showers this morning. Sunny breaks this afternoon. The high will be 12, right now 9 degrees.
Thanks, Erin. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Coming up, famous Hollywood actress broke up with her fiancé, and now it's officially over. Details in What's Trending.
Tina Turner first on Move 103.5.
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while the zips attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do with it? What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do with it?
There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? Got to do it. What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do? Got to do with it. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken?
Good morning, it's the Nat and Drew Show. Well, one celebrity relationship has ended, but that doesn't mean another one's beginning.
What's trending?
Actress Sydney Sweeney is officially done with her fiancé, producer and businessman Jonathan DeVito. They've been together for 7 years and were engaged, but she apparently postponed their wedding last month. And is not ready. Is not ready to settle down. Her career is burning white hot right now. Mm-hmm. She's 27 years old and apparently wants to focus on her career. He is 41 and is ready for different things. Ready for different things. They're not on the same page. And then after postponing the wedding, word is they are officially now over after 7 years as a couple. However, that does not mean that a real-life romance is now blossoming between her and her co-star from a rom-com hit from a couple of years ago, Anyone But You, talking about actor Glenn Powell.
Let's just tell everyone we're together.
What?
It could be kind of fun.
There's no way we can convince anyone we actually like each other.
So she and Glenn were spotted together over the weekend. She actually went to his sister's wedding in Texas, and that got people talking because they were so flirty during the promotion for that movie a couple of years ago when it came out.
They had good chemistry.
Very good chemistry. And so it's like, oh, are Sydney and Glenn a real thing? Is that a real thing now? And word is no. It is absolutely not a real thing. She did legitimately become close friends with Glenn and knows his family quite well and was already an invited guest to his sister's wedding. So there is nothing there, just friends as of right now
as
with
of this
Sydney
moment.
And Glenn Powell.
With what, that's what their people are saying.
That's right.
Like,
Lord.
Yeah, nobody's going to come out and be like, nope, yep, they're totally doing it.
Right.
I mean, and they might not be. They might literally just be friends.
Matt.
They might be. I didn't love the movie like you loved the movie.
I did.
I hate watched that movie.
What?
I watched it. Everybody looked phenomenal. There was 0% body fat. Like it was, everybody had an incredible body. They looked great, but I thought it was a terrible, terrible movie. They both seem like lovely people when you see them in interviews, but I didn't. But I know that they were purposefully, they talked about it there during the whole campaign for that movie. They were extra touchy-feely on the red carpet to drive up buzz for the movie. But that didn't necessarily mean that they were, you know.
Together.
Oh,
you naive, naive
guys.
Yes. Come on, of course they're together.
Okay, so why?
Because look at their chemistry. Like, how are you going to fight that? Come on.
But maybe they, you know, like...
Not everybody is Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Yeah. Some people can't say no.
Oh! And they burned hot and then they're done. They're done. Basketball star Caitlin Clark has broken another record. This time, this is so cool, in women's sports cards. So a rookie card featuring her signature sold for $366,000 at an auction over the weekend. It is the most a women's sports card has ever sold for, and it beats a record that Serena Williams had from 2003, which sold for back then $266,000.
Wow.
So, Caitlin Clark, way to go. And I just learned this morning that it's not like she's making money off.
That's the weird thing about these memorabilia things is the people that it's about, they don't see any of this money.
No, but it's just that it's her value of her name, right? So that's cool. But in August of this past year, she landed a historic $28 million contract with Nike. So that's how she's getting paid. Because the WNBA doesn't pay as much as it should.
What's trending? Move 103.5. Listening to the Nat and Drew Show.
Move 103.5.
I don't want to pull, baby. I don't want to pull too over for my time. And I just young, the moonlight's always sing. Living for our city and it's Friday night. So dance like Michael and sing like Whitney. Like Marilyn Monroe.
Whitney and Rev on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show. Did you ever go on a true blind date? A true blind date where you did not see the other person's face until you showed up for the date itself?
Never, ever.
A true blind date. So Nat is a no. Aaron, for you?
No.
No, never?
You?
I never did either.
No.
Not a true blind date. Like, I had people set me up a couple of times, but I always, like, they had a picture.
Sure.
Of, here's what this person looks like, because it's somebody that a friend of mine knew.
Yeah.
Like a true blind date where you don't know until you show up for the date. I've never been on one of those.
But I never even have been on one where the person set me up and I didn't know them.
Okay.
No, I never have either.
Right?
Yeah. Never.
Like, that must have been weird enough.
If you're close enough to the person who did the setup and the other person is also close enough, then you get a good sense. And sometimes you've even heard about the person before the actual setup. So it feels like a little bit like you know them.
Okay.
And this premise is kind of behind this new dating app that seems to be taking off called Tribal, where they actually blur out the other person's face. They'll match you, and then you have the opportunity to converse without seeing what the other person looks like. And then apparently after 72 hours, the face becomes unblurred for the big reveal. So that could go in a few different directions.
Sure.
But it's this idea of really emphasizing connection before looks and appearance.
Nick and Vanessa are saying it's called Love is Blind. You can watch it on TV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nick and Vanessa, like, they're Aaron's friends.
They are. Yeah. They are.
So that's Nick Lachey and Vanessa
Lachey.
Okay. So there's that. But if you can't get on that show, because you know what? Not everybody can.
And you want love.
This is the new dating app. I kind of like it, and it makes sense. And also, we kind of know that even when you do see a photo, that means absolutely nothing now.
Right.
Like, when you see the photo on social media, it's not the same as, like, a Polaroid photo that would have been taken back in the day, because so much lighting and changing and filters.
For sure. That is interesting, but at the same time, and again, I'm not currently on any dating apps, so I'm just speaking hypothetically here, I still think you want to see a good picture. Like, even though it would be easy to tell yourself, oh, there are so many things, this might not be an accurate representation, even if you've been burned by this in the past, you feel like somebody has been, you know, not really putting forward the most accurate representation of their current selves.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you're on a dating app, you still want to see a good picture, don't you?
Listen, I'm not on dating apps either. So I don't know, but like I just feel like I'm always up for a bag of mystery. Like, you know,
really?
Like, you know,
I had known more people like you when I was single.
Like, you know, when you were a kid, you'd go to the convenience store and there'd be those like bags of mystery.
A
loot bag for 50 cents. And there was never a Mr. Big or a Kit Kat in there,
no.
But I always had a can of pop because they were pretty flat, but I always held out hope that would be in there.
Oh.
And I feel I would treat dating the same way.
Yeah. That I could be your Mr. Big.
Yeah, that's right. Bag of mystery.
The Nat and Drew Show on Move 103.5.
I like that. Ever the optimist.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that about you, Nat.
That was the one area in my life. The loot bag. And I maintain that if I still, there was one around that I could buy, I'd still buy it.
There you go.
Bag of mystery.
Coming up at 7 o'clock, we'll give you the answer in question one for this morning's round of the $1,000 Minute. And also tickets to the Jonas Brothers up for grabs this morning when we spin the wheel of games at 7:10.
These women are good people. Amanda Seyfried stars.
It's our job to protect them.
In the riveting mystery thriller.
You gotta let it go.
I'll let it go when I find her.
Long Bright River, all new. Saturday at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific on USA Network. Stream on Crave.
Psst, Paul, you up?
Yeah.
Why, Paul?
Oh, I can't stop thinking about how much money I spent on this new mattress. I keep worrying it wasn't worth it.
It wasn't, Paul. You should have got a new mattress from IKEA like me. So affordable, so comfy, cozy, so much support for my aching back.
Then why can't you sleep?
Because I love to talk to my friend Paul.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Need to make more money? Own a franchise and control your future. Come to the Franchise Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Vancouver Convention Center to meet with the hottest franchises. Get valuable advice at free seminars and learn how you can open a successful business. This is your only chance to see all your best money-making opportunities in one place. Find the perfect business for you at BC's largest franchise show this weekend, Vancouver Convention Center. Get tickets at VancouverFranchiseShow.com.
Rogers Xfinity Internet is ready for everything. So you can search and stream and shop and study and share and play and post and work and watch and game and work out and download and... wow, that's a lot. And now you can save a lot, too, at the Rogers Spring Event. Visit in-store or Rogers.com and save up to $30 a month when paired with a mobile plan. Get Rogers Xfinity on Canada's most reliable internet and be ready to do more everything.
Daily reminder, you can get your weekly groceries for less at Walmart. Yes, less at Walmart. And right now, you can get fresh seedless cucumbers for the very low price of only $1.47 each. Shop more low prices at Walmart. Save money. Live better.
On April 13th, HBO's biggest series returns, The Last of Us. Don't miss the Emmy-winning HBO original critics call breathtaking.
We finished what we started.
The Last of Us. New season April 13th, only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. It's for Chevrolet. Truck Month is on now. Visit your local Vancouver Chevrolet dealer to learn more about offers on 2025 Chevrolet Silverado models. Portman westbound slow from the east end, and we've got some volume this morning on the number one through Coquitlam and the Burnaby Lake stretch. Westbound is steady. Batello is busy northbound. Alex Fraser busy northbound. Counterflow just in the tunnel. Did you know you could be at risk of getting severe COVID-19 just by being over 60? Ask your pharmacist or doctor about prescription treatments for mild to moderate COVID-19. Weather for Choices Market. Discover Choices' incredible specials on Canadian grocery items like their house-made sourdough. Two loaves for only $7. Discover more Canadian products online at choices.market. We've got clouds to start the day. Sunny breaks this afternoon. The high will be about 13, right now 9 degrees.
Baby, let us get streaking. Let us get streaking now. Baby, let us get streaking. Let us get streaking.
1035, good morning. It is 6:46 and happy April Fool's Day.
April Fool's! I've been keeping that carton of milk next to the furnace for 6 weeks, sucker!
So that's a prank you could do. But that would take some time,
yeah,
right?
You had, that's can't a, do that on the fly.
No, you can't, no. Right? Well, what are some things that you could maybe make happen today if you haven't come up with anything? There's a fun list making the rounds on Reddit about like April Fool's Day pranks that are fun to pull on your significant other or somebody close to you that don't actually make them sad.
I did pull a couple of pranks on my kids before I laid the groundwork for a couple of pranks.
All right.
They're probably not quite up yet.
Mm-hmm. Are you
gonna
share?
We'll see how they play out. Sure, I can share.
Yeah.
I can share. I, so in the bathroom that my daughter uses, she's 13, I put food coloring in the toilet bowl.
Oh, okay.
So when she goes to flush this morning, the water will come up purple.
Fun. Okay.
Afterwards.
That's fun.
And then I downloaded a shot of a broken phone screen. So my 10-year-old son, he doesn't have a phone. He's got an old phone of ours. There's no data. He just uses it as a device.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll message his buddies with it. So he checks his group chat in the morning, the 10-year-old group chat.
Of course.
And so when he opens it this morning, it'll look like the screen is cracked.
Ah, okay. Yes.
Also, excellent.
Nice, Drew. So we'll see how those go.
Those are fun.
We'll see how those go.
Those are good.
But
yeah.
I like pranking my kids. A couple of years ago, I tried moving our dining room table to the and put it at the base of the staircase where they come down in the morning and then stack up the chairs. Apparently they were nonplussed by it.
Yeah.
They were just like, oh, what's this doing here? Yeah. Weird.
As went there, under it, went over, walked around. It's like not
so
a big deal.
I'm hoping that the pranks today pack a little more than what the table prank did.
Well, if you have your significant other's password to their Facebook, if they still have a Facebook account or whatever, this is one that you could do. You could change their birthday to be April 1st. And then all of a sudden they'll start to get birthday wishes.
Oh, that's
and they'll
fun.
Be a little bit confused.
I
cute.
Like that.
Yeah. Cute. Let's try and do Steve, you guys. Right?
Aaron's husband, you want to prank him?
Let's try.
Okay.
No, that would require you knowing his password.
I bet I do.
Okay. I once painted my husband's soap bar with clear nail polish, let it dry, put it back in the shower, and then it wouldn't lather how much he tried to do it.
Love it.
That's kind of fun.
Really fun.
Somebody else, I had my 5-year-old son pretend he found a big bug in the house. It was a raisin, put a raisin in a napkin and went to his mom and said, oh my God, mom, look, I found a bug. And before she could really take a close look at it, then he popped it in his mouth and ate it.
Aww.
And I love this one. You can do this at work today. We told a coworker that there was vandalism in the parking lot and it looked like his tires were slashed. And when he got out to his car, there were pictures of Slash from Guns N' Roses on all his tires.
I like a little GNR humor.
Yeah. There you go.
Well done.
Real friends, real fun.
This is the Matt and Drew Show.
6:49. We have another trip to Sandals Royal Bahamian to give away today through Password to Paradise. Your next password is coming up at 8 o'clock, and we'll make another winning phone call then, too. Good luck.
There's something real here, right?
Yeah, of course.
Late Bloomer, the Crave original The Globe and Mail calls one of the 10 best new shows of 2024 is back.
You have a wife at this point. How old you are?
From creator and star Jasmeet Reina, don't miss the new season of the hit comedy critics say shines with authenticity and wit.
What if we don't have kids?
Late Bloomer, new season April 11th, only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
There are many reasons Chambers Plan is Canada's number one plan for employee benefits, including number 3, guaranteed approval. This is a big one. With Chambers Plan, there are no health questions or medical exams separating you from a benefits program. None. Even if you are a company of 1 or 2 people, you're eligible. Chambers Plan can provide the coverage you need at a cost you can afford. How good is that? Interested? Learn more at chamberplan.ca.
Wegovy! Wegovy! Ask for it by name! Wegovy! Wegovy! That's all I will say! There's things about Wegovy that I wanna talk to! Don't ask me! Go ask your doctor! Wegovy! Wegovy! It's all I will say! Wegovy! Wegovy! Ba 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 bang bang! Ask your doctor about Wegovy today! Visit the website Wegovy!
Red and white, it runs through the veins of everyone who calls our country home. It brings us closer together, no matter where we are. This spring, patients across Canada need you to give a little red and white. Canadian Blood Services needs 450 new blood and plasma donors every day to fuel Canada's lifeline. Let's get Canada's blood pumping. Book an appointment today at blood.ca/450.
Born in the heart of the earth, natural diamonds rise up like the notes of a song from the throat of Mother Nature.
Michael, that was positively poetic.
Mother Nature sings diamonds.
Sarah!
Now tell us about created diamonds, Michael.
But...
Welcome home, Sarah.
Did you miss me?
Of course we did.
Where is Michael going?
We need to finish this ad.
Okay, start over. We need to start over.
Born in the heart of the earth. natural diamonds rise up like the notes of a song from the throat of Mother Nature.
Born in the heart of a plasma chamber, created diamonds fall softly like snowflakes from the heart of a star.
A star that shines like true love.
Natural diamonds are earthborn.
And created diamonds are starborn.
Callum, how much is our most spectacular 1-carat starborn?
Just $1,999.
It's good to be home.
This is for you.
Read it to me.
Spence. In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
Hey neighbors, it's Moore and Russell Heating and Air Conditioning special friends and family pricing event. From now till April 14th, save up to 20% on select cooling systems while inventory lasts. Summer is coming. Now's the time to save with Moore and Russell before the weather heats up. But don't wait. This deal ends April 14th.
Call Moore and Russell today and trust the pros in the green trucks to save you big bucks.
Drive away in your dream car. Jet away on your dream vacation. Right now at Suki Bath Motors, buy any vehicle and get a trip for two to sunny Mexico. Includes round-trip airfare from YVR, 4 days and 3 nights at a 4-star hotel. Trip is valid for 2 years, so you can plan when it works for you. Suki Bath Motors wants to fly you to dreamy Mexico when you buy your dream car. Terms and conditions apply. SUKHIBathMotors.com.
Today's best variety, Move 1035. Today's best variety.
Move 1035.
do the same thing. I told you that I never would. I told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted.
Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. It's brought to you by RE/MAX. Taking that big step can mean making a big move. A RE/MAX agent can help. Connect with local realtors at RE/MAX.ca. RE/MAX, get the expert advice you need. We've got a few little issues going on. Nothing major, though. It's been a pretty good start to the day. We've got westbound backups on the Portman, slow from the east end. And it is busy on the number one westbound through Coquitlam and the Burnaby Lake stretch this morning. Ironworkers northbound slow from 2nd Street. Southbound is steady. Queensborough northbound slow from before Howes. When it's time to renew your car insurance, get trusted advice with BCAA. Just give them a call, stop by your nearest location, or go to bcaa.com. Clouds this morning, chance of showers, and then some sunny breaks this afternoon. The high will be 13, right now 9 degrees.
Move 103.5's what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
Gas prices all over the place this morning around the Lower Mainland as the BC government approved the bill to terminate the long-standing consumer carbon tax overnight. The NDP government fast-tracked legislation to kill off the tax yesterday in time to coincide with today's demise of the federal version of the tax. Gas prices are expected to eventually fall by about 17 cents a liter as the impact of the tax repeal kicks in. Today, you'll find gas ranging from 177 to about 196. Tomorrow is what U.S. President Donald Trump is calling Liberation Day, the day that tariff implementation starts. Looks like they could possibly be, but let's be real, who knows, 20% across the board. White House aide Peter Navarro says he expects Trump's tariffs on imported goods to bring in $6 trillion in revenue over the next decade for the U.S., but most economists say the tariffs will be paid for by American businesses and consumers in the form of higher prices. We all worry, but how much? The average person spends about 138 minutes worrying every day. And the people worrying the most right now, young adults. A list of the top things that we do worry about include finances, family, things you need to do, health, and work.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 103.5, and iHeart Radio Station. Real friends, real fun,
and you'll show. Let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
We'll play the $1,000 Minute at 7:35 this morning, and the answer to question one, the carbon tax. Carbon tax, your answer to question one when we play at 7:35.
Coming up in a few minutes, though, your chance to spin the wheel and Wheel of Games and win Jonas Brothers tickets. That'll be fun. That's on the way. We'll ask you to spin after Sabrina Carpenter. A Move. Nice.